On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's 10 o'clock on a Monday, so obviously that means it's time for Talking Tech with a Techie Guy. My name is Liron Segev, and I am the Techie Guy. Ta-da! I feel this should be like a hero thing in the background, some music, no? Okay, so today on the show, we have got some really, really cool stuff. But before we get into that, we have to say hello to the stunning co-host, Tanya Kowalski. How's it, Tanya?
Hi, Liron.
How are we doing?
Very good. How are you?
Good, good, good. So firstly, congratulations on your award over the course of the weekend, and happy birthday at the same time.
Thank
too.
You. I turned 23 again.
Again?
Yeah.
And a bit.
My maths isn't that great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and great to get the news about my blog having won an award, and congrats to you too for winning Best Tech Blog again for third year
running.
Fantastic.
Okay. No, this is cool stuff, hey?
Yeah. And maybe we should remind people that we did speak about blogging on our first show of the year on the 5th of Jan. So if they want to download that podcast, we give a lot of tips on blogging, how to get started, how to write a great blog. People are wanting to pick that up.
And all those podcasts are obviously available on cliffcentral.com. And speaking of valuable tips and information, if you want to get a hold of us, its number is 0861-555-189, or on Twitter at cliffcentral.com. You can just kind of send us questions, and obviously on WeChat under the Cliff Central ID. So we'll take questions like we normally do, and then we'll try and answer them as best as we can, and if we can't, we'll fake giving you a real answer or something along those lines. But before we get started onto the show, something that has just crossed my desk this morning, which is an audio clip. This is of Jay-Z talking about the load shedding issues. We're just going to quickly play that for you, so you're in with the breaking news.
Eskom has made a public announcement. Eskom has bad news and good news. The bad news is that the shit is going to hit the fan. However, the good news is that the fan is off due to load shedding.
So I figured just a way to get us into the mood of South Africa and where we at the moment.
Where does that come from?
I don't know. Okay. One of those things. Thank God for the internet. all right, so on our show, we are talking podcasts and how they're doing around the world. We've got some really cool stats and info. And also we are talking about cell phone contracts, and we're talking about kind of what's your best next phone to get. You know, it's a common question. Everybody always asks, Tanz, you must get this a million times. Which phone must I get, or what must I do? And it's a very difficult question because everybody is different. So today we have a guest on our show who's revealed a very cool tool that identifies the right package for you. And we'll get into that shortly. So, quite a packed show. Let's get cracking before we waffle on for too much longer. So, podcasts, Chance. They're becoming quite a thing.
They're becoming a huge thing. I think they're slowly gaining ground in South Africa. How many podcasts has Cliff Central?
Sure. Well, last time we did a count, it was 1.8 million downloads in 6 months. And that's kind of the biggest in Africa by far.
Okay.
And it was way back then.
Yeah.
So we're definitely, South Africa is definitely listening to podcasts. I mean, there's proof right here.
And I think that groundbreaking, thrilling podcast series a couple of months ago that launched in the US, Serial, is also changing the way we listen. And I think it's getting people excited about podcasts. I used to think they were quite one-dimensional and quite boring. But pretty much it's one of the things I'm engaged with the most at the moment. It's the thing I'm downloading the most at the moment. Yesterday I ran a race and I listened to about 4 episodes of Serial.
Okay, so just what is Serial, just for those who don't know?
Serial, it's probably the biggest podcast. Like, I stand to be corrected, but I think by November last year, it was the fastest climbing podcast download ever on iTunes.
Okay, so it's like a whodunit type of mystery, right?
We kind of, So it's in 12 chapters.
Don't ruin it for people who don't know.
Well, there's absolutely no spoiler, I'm afraid.
Okay, right.
It doesn't give a conclusive answer. It tells the story of a real life crime that happened in 1999.
Okay.
And many years later, the podcast person is doing an investigation, chatting to all the key players, finding out, did he really do it?
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of arguments for, a lot of arguments against, but it's completely enthralling.
So, I mean, it's gone, podcasts have come a long way from the pimpled head guy in his basement, you know, bitching about the world and everything
that's
going on.
Yeah, and I mean, that's still a podcast. No, sure. Still has,
absolutely.
You know,
has merit.
And has, you know, an audience, right. I'm sure. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess they're very simple to execute. I mean, I could do a podcast at home, you know, about what I'm baking.
Okay.
Wouldn't be very interesting, but I could do it.
Oh, but some people might find it interesting.
That's probably my mother, and that's about it.
Look, but that's the nice thing about the podcast, is that everyone has a voice, and everyone can... Now put it out there.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a slick editor or have the most unbelievable machinery to be able to do it. Obviously, the good ones do have.
Okay.
They are well edited.
You mean La Caracha at Cliff Central?
Exactly.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Absolutely. That's what I was referring to. And I guess they're so... Well, firstly, most of them are free.
Okay.
So you're getting this amazing content for free. And it's something to do when you... on the exercise bike or in your car in traffic. And I mean, anyone who knows sense in traffic or any traffic knows that diversion is good.
Look, I must say, I dig it for exactly that. If I've got a long drive, instead of kind of wasting it, in inverted commas, you know, driving is normally where you make your phone calls or where you catch up. But it's nice to be able to also just listen to some content that you're interested in.
Mm.
And I think that's the nice thing about the podcast is that you can find some avenue of something that actually appeals to you.
Mm.
So, and there's lots to choose from.
Yeah.
I saw quite a cool study that, in fact, I think you sent it to me as well, called the Edison Research Study.
Yes.
That says that 39 million Americans listening to podcasts in January 2014. Okay, I mean, that was a year ago.
Yeah, in 1 month.
And that's a lot. I mean, and they say that on average, online radio is estimated to reach 94 million people weekly. I mean, that's big.
Yeah.
And the big thing about podcasts as well is that it's not geographically kind of low, it's not regional.
Yes.
So you could listen to a podcast from the States in Johannesburg. I was in the States listening to Cliff Central whilst I was in Vegas, for example. So there's no kind of limitation.
And it lives on the internet for a while.
For a while.
On iTunes for a while. Yeah.
As long as you want.
Yeah.
And they say something like we do something like 13 hours a month. No, that can't be right. 13 hours a week.
A day.
A day. A lie. This is the DAY thing. It's a day. 13 hours a day, people listening to podcasts in 2014 compared to 11 hours in 2013.
Okay.
So, I mean, clearly there's an uptake. I mean, people clearly are, you know, and especially the youth is very much into this podcasting thing.
Mm.
And that's the nice thing is that the podcast is on your own schedule. So you've got like live radio, like you've got live TV, but then most people just PVR and record what they want to watch and just binge watch it later. Very much like the same that's happening right here.
Yeah.
So, very, very cool.
And, of course, accessible on any device, whether it's an iPod, a smartphone, live streaming from your laptop. So, it is quite versatile as well that way.
So, that makes sense.
I think I'm going to ask Twitter what podcasts they are listening to at the moment. What are their favorite podcasts? Because, I mean, obviously, Serial and, you know, Serial's not the only one. Cliff Central is, like, the better one, but not the only one. So, I'm keen to hear what other people are listening
to. Let's do that. And people can get a hold of you on Twitter. How?
At Tanya Kovarsky. TanyaKovarsky.
Okay, so that's a great question. So if you want to let us know what are you into, what are you listening, even what type of topics that you're quite keen to get a hold of, and see if it's available. Do you listen to South African content? Do you listen to international content?
Mm.
You know, well, what's your view? So you can get a hold of us on telephone numbers 0861-555-189. Or at cliffcentral.com on Twitter, or WeChat ID is cliffcentral as well. And funny enough, I was speaking to someone off air after the last show, and they were saying, stop giving out your numbers because we can't phone and listen at the same time. So they're listening on their mobile device, and they can't make the phone.
And can't make the phone. Okay, fair enough.
Multitasking seems to be a bit of a male thing. seems to be eluding us still. All right, so in the meantime, whilst all that is happening, I think we need to introduce our topic of today, which is mobile phones, and what is the best contract to get, what is the best device to get, and you know, there's so many of these things out there. Do we have a way of actually kind of cutting through the gumph and finding the best one? So we have a tool up our sleeves that will be revealed right after this.
Uncensored. Unradio. Cliffcentral.com.
Okay, and we are back. So if you've ever asked yourself a question saying, my two-year contract is up, I need to renew my contract, and now what? You know, there's so many deals that are available out there. There's so many options, so many possibilities. They come with free this and free that. But are they really free, and what's the best deal that you can get? And what typically you have to do is you've got to do your own research. You've got to bounce around between various sites until you think you made the right call, commit yourself for a two-year contract, only to realize that the device is not for you. So if only there was a tool that's available that makes your life easier, and in fact, there is. So in the studio, we've got Lance Crum, which is Managing Director and Founder of a company called Phone Finder. How's it, Lance?
How's it?
Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so the Phone Finder. Do you want to give us a quick overview of what is Phone Finder, what does it do, and yeah, let's start there.
Yeah, sure. So Phone Finder is a really simple concept. We've dealt with all the cell phone all the service providers, all the networks.
Right.
And what we do is we take all their contracts from all the, as I said, all the service providers. So we've got 5,000 different deals on the website at any particular time.
Okay.
And we make it really simple for the consumer to be able to filter out what he's actually looking for. So hopefully in about 3 minutes you can filter out SMS, how many of SMSs you want, how much data, what phone you're looking for, and you find the perfect deal in a couple of minutes. Click call me, fill in your details, and that service provider will then give you a shout.
Okay, this sounds like just a little bit too easy. This is just a little bit too much. So let's do this again. So if I go to the site, okay, mm-hmm. Everyone's different. Everyone's got different requirements. Is that right? I mean, people want more data. Some people want more SMS.
Some people want an iPhone. Some people want a Samsung.
Okay.
Everyone's different.
So what is the process? I go into the site, okay? And I mean, sorry, let's give the site address so people can do it whilst we're talking.
Okay, yeah, sure. That will help. It's phonefinder.co.za.
Okay, so phonefinder.co.za. If you head over there now, it's going to start making a lot of more sense, and you'll be bookmarking this and sending it to all your friends before you know it. All right, so you head onto the site. Now what?
So, there's two ways to do it. You can look at the top bit where you see your easy filter options. So you've got your network, your price, and your whatever manufacturer you're looking for.
Right.
Or you can just click search so you can have a look at all the different deals at once.
Okay. So do you get all the information from all the providers?
All the providers. So we go through all the networks. So obviously Cell C, Vodacom, MTN, Telkom.
Okay.
Virgin Mobile as well, of course.
Right.
And also all the service providers. So CelluCity, we've got CellSpot.
Okay.
We've got LTEC Cellular. In fact, LTEC Cellular has recently done a really cool deal with us, where we get a small commission from all the deals that we actually activate.
Sure.
LTEC Cellular have allowed us to pass that commission back to the consumer. So we actually offer the cheapest cell phone contracts for LTEC Cellular.
Okay.
It's going a little bit slowly at the moment. There's only 3 deals from that particular exclusive deal, but we hope to make it, extend that service offering.
So, but you're quite objective. There's no ulterior motive. You're not pushing a person towards a certain phone or a deal. They decide on their own.
I have to be objective, otherwise guys would leave us.
Okay.
So I've got to be very neutral to all the networks.
Okay.
So it's down to me as the user, is that right? I mean, it's down to me to filter and try get down to almost a short list of stuff that makes sense for me.
Exactly. So okay. The whole point is really to not make you leave the house. I mean, to go to the stores and wait in the lines and... You know, they don't have the contract you're looking for. Maybe the contract's coming up in a month afterwards. You wasted all your time to go to the stores. We're trying to cut that out. So it's very, it's very similar to it. It's like going to a flight comparison website.
Okay.
You tell the website what you're looking for, what time you want to get onto a flight. But they give you options, and a variance between a little bit more expensive, a little bit cheaper, different times, etc. So you can make a proper, thorough
choice. You make the call.
Choice, yeah.
And then do I buy it from you? Do I get contacted by...
You'll get contacted by the network. So we are a comparison website. We haven't got into the sales yet.
Okay.
I think if we do get into the sales, then we'll probably become less neutral. So that's why we're staying away from doing that ourselves.
Okay. So once I've selected my phone, I've selected my deal, something that makes sense to me, am I under any obligation at this stage?
Not at all. All you've really done is you've looked through a catalogue.
Okay.
And you've asked people to give you a call for more information.
And in fact,
you don't even have to fill in your details on our website. You can use us purely as a research guide. And then if you want to, go to the store.
And then just buy it, and just follow your normal normal channel. Okay, but if you, if I do that, does it buy it off store? I mean, off your site, and go physically into store. Obviously, then you're excluded out of that transaction. I'm assuming.
Exactly.
Okay. So you prefer people obviously buy through the site for obvious reasons.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. I mean, look, the whole point of starting the website wasn't to make money off the consumer. If you look at the website, you obviously see a lot of advertising.
Right.
We're trying to create a bit of a hub for cell phone contracts. So we want the networks or the service providers or the manufacturers to be able to communicate directly with their audience at the particular time. So if you're in the market for a contract, you might not have known about the brand new phones or the new apps that have just come out. So we want to create that hub for people to actually get all the information in one little place. We're also going to get into selling nice accessories, like really cheap products and stuff like that. For load shedding, what we've just done now is we want to give away what are called Swiss mobility charges. So we want people to be able to, you know, make the most of their cell phone contract, get the best apps, the best music, and we want to give it away for, I don't want to say free at the moment, but at least a good price, yeah.
And are you noticing any trends? Can you say that people want data versus SMSs, or does it depend on a demographic or gender? Well, what are people wanting in phones?
I definitely think data.
Yeah.
I don't think that everyone can afford what they want.
Mm.
So we see a lot of drop-off from the network side because people want the iPhone 6, for example, but they can only afford another phone.
Yeah.
So I know that the trend is definitely for the best smartphone out there with the best data.
Okay.
But I'm not sure what the actual uptake is.
And SMSs, is that still a thing? I mean, is 100 free SMSs an appeal for some people? Well, I guess it is, but if you're looking for data, do you need the 100 free SMSs?
I think it's a demographic thing.
Yeah.
I get tons of free SMSs a month.
How many do you use?
Three. No, but I mean, it's exactly what it is, though. But I mean, look, there is still this trend of the aspirational phone, but people can't afford the data. So you might be walking around with the newest and greatest phone, but you're actually using it as a feature phone because people don't enable data.
Mm.
And it's a big thing in Africa, and it's actually a thing in South Africa as well.
Which is going to be really cool. There's a new service also that's come out. We're going to plug directly into the service, and what it allows people to do is sell their old cell phone. So you get a new contract, you've got the old iPhone 5S or whatever, the service will buy it from you, depending on how messed up your phone is, I'll give you X amount of money. And then what we're going to try and do is take those phones, put them back onto Phone Finder, attach our own packages, and sell those through. So the aspirational phones might be a month or two old, but it's still accessible to the wide population.
Have you worked out a figure for what you're going to pay for cell phones? So if I trade in my old phone, obviously it depends on how good it is or if it's scratched or nicked, but what is the average? Do you have an average figure yet?
I don't.
Okay.
All the services you see on Phone Finder, we're always a third party.
Oh, okay.
Because you link it to somebody else, and it's their headache to deal with.
Exactly.
So, okay.
And what tips would you give to someone who's looking for the best contract? What must we look for? Is there fine print? What?
I don't know about the fine print, but definitely budget.
Okay.
Always under budget, because if you're anything like me, you're going to use more data, more minutes than you expected. And then you get a bill like I got for 1,200 rand. And
oh, my word. Okay.
You can expect it kills you. Look, I think the rule seems to be, after looking at this for many months, it seems to be whatever your rate of your contract is, you've got to allow for a double. So if you're on a 300 rand a month contract, expect a 600 rand bill. If you're on a 900 rand a month contract, expect an 1,800 rand bill. Because once you factor in data and you're factoring up, topping up, and you're factoring all those things, you need to be allowed, as exactly what you're saying, you don't want to get to a point where you go, oh my God, how do I afford this?
Exactly. What we're looking into, actually, which is going to be really cool, is we're looking into buying our own top-up packages.
Okay.
So when our Mobi site comes out, so I know it's a little bit embarrassing that we are a mobile website, we don't have a Mobi site yet, but We are a startup, so we have to start with a bit of a shoestring budget. But once that comes on board, we're going to be able to allow people to buy top-ups, be it minutes, SMS, or data. And again, we're going to try to give it away as cheap as possible, because we don't really want to make commission off the consumer. We want to make commission off of the advertisers.
So is it the brands that are paying to be there? Is that the idea?
Exactly. So we want to make it as like a nice little hub, make it as cheap as possible for people to get on board. And
okay.
Yeah, that's our ambition.
And do you factor in insurance? So, like, do packages include insurance costs, especially for expensive phones that do cost a lot to repair? Is that something to factor in?
Definitely. We do sell insurance off Phone Finder.
Okay.
But we've found that the networks are better at selling it.
Okay.
So we recommend it, but then you go to, be it Cell C or Virgin Mobile or Telkom, their sales guys are actually very... very good at making sure they don't come back to Phone Finder to buy our insurance.
Okay.
So they make some, yeah, they make their cut out of that as well. And Samsung's got that ADH, which gives you those 2-year warranties and all
and
that.
And the free screen fixes.
Okay.
We actually, Phone Finder, again, through a third party, we do repairs off the website as well. So you can go to the prayer zone or phone repairs, whatever.
Okay.
And you can book in a phone repair. And the guys are actually really good. They come, they pick up your phone, gets fixed up, the screen, or whatever it might be.
And is this throughout the country, or just in Joburg?
Throughout the country,
really?
Nationwide.
And what models? All?
Most of the new models, but I haven't seen a complaint from a consumer yet, so I'm assuming all models.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have heard a complaint if there was one.
That's one thing.
People
we
are very quick
that's one
to
thing we do. We do well. But I think a nice thing to remember as well, it's a price check site of sorts. In other words, like very much like you get the price check app, which compares any product to any other product to make sure you're buying the best, the cheapest. You're effectively that hub or that research engine that compares the MTN versus a Vodacom versus a Cell C.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, it's up to me to make my decision of what suits me.
Exactly that. The truth is, I mean, you go to the stores and they show you their catalogs. There's maybe 50 deals in their catalog. We've got 5,000 deals. So you can't go to the stores and do a thorough comparison of all their deals. I mean, unless you're like the Rain Man or something, you're not going to...
What typically happens is, there's... Typically, all the cell phones are in, OEMs are all in the same, store or shopping mall. So you end up getting 5 catalogs, from everyone, sitting down and trying to do a comparison at a coffee shop, whilst between everybody's catalog, it's a nightmare.
And by the time you finish, the month's done, and there's a new catalog.
And that's exactly. But I mean, you got 5,000 deals. Are they all active deals? In other words, sometimes I've seen on Vodacom's own site, you go there and you say, "I'd like to sign up for this." And they go, "Oh, sorry, they've just taken it off. It's expired." How does your stuff work?
So, I mean, now that it's the beginning of the month, it's perfect time to explain. So we get the new Excel spreadsheets or catalogs, whatever you want to call it, and that gets loaded onto the website.
Right.
So I can only assume that they're all relevant because I've literally just got them. And then on a weekly basis, we'll update them and find out what's changed. Maybe there's a special for the weekend.
So, I mean, is this an automated process? Have you got guys sitting there and capturing away, or how does that work?
It's not automated. We've got our own database that has its own rules. So we've got to take all the different spreadsheets that we have from all the networks and make sure it fits into the correct Phone Finder database. It's maybe about a half an hour process. It's automated to a big extent.
Yeah, but if a manufacturer comes up, or if a network operator comes up with a deal mid-month, do they alert you to that? Are they in favour of this?
They're definitely in favour of it. We're generating, I think our current stats are about 3,000 visitors a day.
Okay.
And from that, we're creating a lot of awareness and a lot of, interest for particular deals that the guys wouldn't have known otherwise. Most people work, so I mean, you can only go to the store on a Saturday or Sunday.
No, I mean, to me, it makes sense. I like the fact that you can go, there's lots of these sites where you go to one location and you compare hotels or flats or the latest TV that you want to buy. So why not be able to compare the latest cell phone deals as well? It makes a lot of sense. The question is, when you do go to the site and you've selected your, what you think is your ideal package, you click on contact me, And then the operator finds you.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's all automated. So our back end's really cool. So we've got a lead management system. As soon as that's done, we've captured all your details. We've sent it off to the network instantly. Ideally, they should be calling in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
But we're always available. If they haven't called, email us. We'll then get in touch with the service provider, make sure they call you instantly.
Okay, so we've got a question here on Twitter that's coming to my account from Tony, basically asking, what about my personal privacy and information? In other words, if I give Celsi my details, how do I know they're not going to add me onto a list and start spamming me for the latest deals?
Okay, well, on our side, we won't do that. We follow Poppy's rules. So that's the personal
protection of information.
So we can't do that. I mean, we can, but we're not going to. We don't want to get into trouble. So we don't sell your information off to anyone. And I can probably guarantee that Celsi and the rest of the guys follow the same rules.
Okay. So it's as from your point of view, it's as best endeavors effort. At the end of the day, you're still just passing a lead to an operator, so you're an affiliate of sorts. You give them information, and up to them to make the call.
Exactly. But when it comes to your information, it's as good as safe. I mean,
okay. I mean, if I'm looking on the site at the moment, just to enter the site, you don't have to register. You can literally just get going instantly, without doing anything. So you don't know anything about me at this stage.
No, you don't have to register at all.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, we're running now a competition to to win a prize. And we're asking people just to register in a newsletter so we can at least gather your information.
Okay.
Because otherwise we don't know how to contact you.
Look, I mean, finding the best deals obviously, is obviously what people are after. Mm. At the end of the day, we are committing to 2 years of having a device. And you want to make sure that you're getting the best quality that you can for what you can afford. And that's going to suit you as best as possible. I suppose if after a certain period you're not happy with what you've got, it's got nothing to do with Phone Finder anymore, you're now back to your service provider, right?
That is right. A lot of people don't look at it that way, I guess, because they still do complain with us. But we're very happy to take people's complaints because we'll just call our service providers directly and sort out any issues.
Ah, you've got a shortcut into the service provider.
Maybe I should have said that.
So in future, all complaints. Your phone's going to be beeping off the
hook. What's your number?
Wait till that comes out. All right. So, and then I see the final question I've got on my side is SIM cards. You do SIM card only deals as well?
We do. We list anything that comes our way. SIM card only deals are a little bit trickier because I don't know if any service provider is going to actually mail you a SIM card, but at least you can see what deals are out there, and if you need to, you just go to any store, pick and pay. You know, you can get a SIM card
from anywhere.
Mm.
Okay, but the last thing is that everything is
that's there to compare.
That's the point of this. Everything's in a simple, easy to use interface. Filter by SMS, filter by data, filter by minutes, price plans, and just kind of just get to your bottom line.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, the one thing that's, we're still evolving. We're still a fairly new company. So we started with the comparison website, and then obviously, I mean, what most people are obviously thinking is once I get a contract, you're not going to hear from me for another 2 years.
Yeah, that's right.
So we want to add on more services to, make it a little bit more valuable to people who are already in a contract. Covers, insurance, repairs, sell your old phone. We want to start building a big...
Because that's quite a big thing, is that once you're in it, people think kind of you disappear out of the woodwork and then you resurface again in 2 years' time.
And then we might not use cell phones in 2 years.
at this stage of the game, anything is possible. Okay, so let's just do the URL one more time. What's the address?
So it's www, obviously, phonefinder.co.za. So if you're looking for a phone, you go to Phone Finder.
And then are you guys on Twitter and all that?
Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, which doesn't get a lot of interest, but we're there.
Never underestimate Pinterest.
Oh, you just hit a sore. Did you see that? Wow. You were doing so well until right that point.
Definitely sign up to our Pinterest account.
There we go.
It looks lovely.
It looks beautiful. Yeah. all right, fantastic. Lance, thank you very much for popping in and telling us about Phone Finder, a way for people to get a customized deal and save some serious bucks over their time.
Great. Thanks for having me. It was fun. We don't need your
sympathy. We're different and that's okay. Okay.
So we are back after that.
Uncensored. Unradio.
Clipcentral.com. Sure, okay. We're getting a whole bunch of questions and responses on Twitter as well about the whole contract finder system. But one of the things that it keeps on coming up and something that I've actually just recently written about is, do you go prepaid or do you go contract? And which one is actually better? So let me start by saying everyone's different, okay? I did my own personal analysis, and what I've come up with is the fact that for me, prepaid is actually better than contract. So it turns out that on my contract, I get 600 free minutes and whatever it is every month. But when I phoned my service provider and said, how many do I actually use? It turns out I used about 300 minutes every month, which basically means I'm paying 800 Rand for 300 minutes, which is a ridiculous amount of money to be paying, which you're literally just handing over to the service provider, say, here, take my money. You obviously don't need it more than I do. And it's ridiculous. If I had been on prepaid for the last 3 months, I would have saved myself over 1,000 Rand just because of changing the contract. So there's a big misconception that prepaid is more expensive than contract, and there's a big misconception that data is much more expensive on prepaid than contract. With Vodacom, I can say that because that's my research, it's definitely not true. On my contract, I was paying 249 Rand a month for 2 gigs of data. I'm now paying 249 Rand a month on my prepaid for 2 gigs of data. So absolutely no difference whatsoever.
Okay, but you're forgetting...
the device.
The device.
Okay, so that's the big kind of disclaimer up front. If you have a device that's broken and faulty and just you can't use anymore, you have to shell out the full amount when you buy a SIM-only prepaid kind of contract plan. But if you have a device that is perfectly fine, we automatically just sign a 24-month contract because we think we're getting the latest, newest device for free as well. But obviously that's not the case, and that's obviously built into the contract price range. And again, I stress this one more time. Everyone is different. You've got to do your own investigation to see which one is better for you. The only thing I'm saying is that the rates for prepaid and the rates for contract aren't vastly different like they used to be in the past. Just find your service provider and find out for yourself what works for you. So going back to the podcast questions, Tans, I think we've got a whole bunch of responses to your questions.
Yeah, so I asked on Twitter what podcast people are loving. Someone said Serial, which we've mentioned again. Some fitness bunny called Jane, she loves Jillian Michaels. I don't know if you remember Jillian Michaels from The Biggest Loser.
Oh, right.
She's
right.
A hardcore drill sergeant. I tried listening to that podcast, but without seeing her or seeing the exercises, I wasn't very motivated. I just moved on.
Okay, right.
Someone loves This American Life, which is also really cool. And someone has raved about Live Mag SA. I've never heard of that.
Live Mag SA. Good technique.
Something else that I love is The Moth and Freakonomics.
Okay,
Freakonomics, I don't know if anyone has ever read any of the Freakonomics books, so they've got a podcast which is really, really interesting. I do think that, like, in our lazy time or in our off time, like sitting in traffic, I think podcasts make us quite clever. Cleverer.
Or
we've got something to drop in, you know, dinner time conversation.
Did you know?
And you know, you make out as if you're a bit smarter. So that's really cool.
And I think the nice thing is on podcast is that you download a whole bunch of them at once in your Wi-Fi zone, you know, when you're at home or at a coffee shop. Batch a whole bunch of them onto your various devices and then play them at your leisure.
Yeah.
So you don't have to listen to the whole thing either. You can kind of listen halfway through and then skip to the next one and then go back and carry on from the point that you've left off.
Yes.
So you don't have to be, well, it's an hour show, but I've only got 32 minutes of driving, so I'm not going to start.
Yeah. A lot of them are shorter.
And a lot of them are quick and snappy and to the point. With valuable information, very much like this show, for example, which we encourage completely to download over and over again for free. And you can see all the podcasts on cliffcentral.com as well. A bit of a varied response there from the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, it's nice to know that people are actually using it in South Africa as well. That's quite cool. And something else we want to talk about is Chromeville. Augmented reality. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this is an app. It's a kids app, okay. Which I think it's more for adults. I mean, I flippin' love this app. I don't know if anyone remembers Talking Tom, the app.
Oh, with a cat.
Yes, the cat where it talks back at you, so you say, hello, Tom, and Tom replies, hello, Tom. You know, he echoes your voice, and you scratch him, and he purrs, and you pull his tail, and he squeals. That was mind-blowing. But Chromeville, I'm just blown away. So basically, it's an augmented reality app for kids slash adults. What you do is you download the app for free. It's called Chromeville.
Okay.
Onto your device, and from your device, you can download and print out pictures for people, for your kids or yourself to color in.
Okay.
Okay, so pretty easy, all for free. Download these pictures. Then you take crayons, Cokies, fine liners, highlighters. You can color them in any which way.
Right.
You take your camera phone. Okay.
Okay, I'm following.
Okay. I mean, your phone camera. You take a picture of it, and it becomes reality on your screen.
No, with your colors. With your colors. However you drew it.
So if you color out the lines or you color a head green, a character with a green head
will pop out of the paper.
Yes.
Okay, so that's rad.
It's phenomenal. Okay. Yeah.
And it's a free app?
Free app, yeah.
Available across devices, I'm
assuming? Yes, that's right.
And it's called Chromeville.
Chromeville, yeah. Chromeville. It's one of those dinner party...
Yeah, party tricks.
Yeah, party tricks. You pull it out and everyone is astounded at tech and how smart you are at discovering this app.
Amazing.
It's phenomenal. It's like the coolest thing I've seen this year in terms of apps.
Okay, so you've heard it here first, people.
Yeah, Chromeville.
Okay, go out, amuse your friends.
Yeah, and it's cool to, like, I don't know, color in if you're an adult.
I can see this is going horribly wrong on a bachelor evening.
there's nothing rude there, okay? These are all, like, kid-friendly pictures, but you can create your own drawings as well.
Of course you can. Okay, but that looks very cool. So Chromeville, it's a cool app to download. And it's free, you say, as well, which is also nice. And then the last thing we want to have a quick chat about is the Fitbit Charge Challenge. Oh, my God. Okay, so tell us this.
Well, you part of the challenge.
Yes, I know. This is
you're part of the,
somehow.
The techie dudes team versus the Wonder Mommies team.
Right.
So I think, you know, you're part of a group of five guys, techie guys, versus five moms. I think the moms are kicking your asses.
Obviously.
Yeah, because they're moms. Because they're moms. Are
moms
amazing.
Just amazing and incredible.
And they take part, and they're competitive, and they're organizing their own event. So basically, everyone is using the Fitbit Charge.
Right.
Okay? And you're tracking your steps every day. We, on the back end, are looking at your steps. Okay? Mm. And basically, the team with the most steps gets to win a prize.
Okay.
Okay.
So no pressure.
No pressure, but...
is anyone doing the comrades today? Anybody at all? Can I strap this onto someone?
Okay. No one's going to do the comrades today, but maybe on the 31st of May.
Damn it, the competition's over by then.
But you're doing pretty well. How many steps are you getting a day?
Look, my goal was to get do the 10,000 every day, and that seems to be... So far on track.
So it's motivating you to do 10,000 a day.
I must say, the one thing I didn't realize with this whole Fitbit, the whole Fitbit information or the portal, just how powerful it is.
Yeah.
For example, the one thing I didn't realize is the amount of sleep I'm getting or more say not getting.
Yeah.
And so it tracks all of that and tells you how often you're restless at night and how many minutes or whatever you're up. So if I look at the average that we're all getting, it's kind of 5 hours and a bit.
Which is shocking.
It's ridiculous,
right? It's ridiculous. And so that's 5 hours of deep, good sleep.
Of deep, good sleep, which is way too little.
Yeah.
Explains a lot in the morning.
But can you explain a spike in your activity every night between 9:30 and about 10:15?
And here, look at the time.
We've been noticing huge acceleration of steps.
Steps.
Yeah.
Okay, steps is fine.
Well, steps, movement, activity, and then it just goes into sleep. Can you explain this?
Yes, it's the evening news. It is so exciting.
Okay, I thought so. Okay.
Wow, some people know way too much. This was a very bad idea on a scale of 1 to 10.
I think we are friends on the app, so I can have access to your results. So.
Note to self, unfriend. Okay, right. But back to the challenge. I think it is quite funky that when you do it in a group, okay, that it kind of the group does kind of say, you know, you don't want to be the last man standing. So you want to kind of try push it as much as possible, which I suppose is the whole point of this, right?
And I mean, aside from the competition factor, I think these fitness devices all get us moving and a little bit more motivated.
But I mean, Fitbit, fitness trackers for pets.
Yeah, not what's Fitbit per se.
No, not Fitbit. Yeah. Fitness so
you
can, trackers.
I don't know why you would need to monitor. Well, unless you've got like a very overweight Labrador and you need to. I mentioned Labrador because Labradors are traditionally quite overweight. They get overweight. Okay. I don't know. You just want to make sure that your dog is exercising.
So you come home and you look at your app and you go, oh, dear pooch. You've only budged
Fluffy, go around the block five times. Yeah.
Stick him on the treadmill.
But I don't want to go with you. No, it's...
It's a bit weird.
No, it is a bit weird. I think it's just taking it to, like, the nth degree. But if you think about how much people love their animals, especially in the States...
No, I suppose.
Paris, like, I can completely understand someone who would track their dog's fitness just to keep them healthy and fit.
I'm just a bit cooked.
I wonder what's next, though.
Like on your
hamsters,
budgie. I could put this Fitbit on my hamster wheel. Oh my god, that's awesome!
it's fascinating that they don't have these for cats because we know what. Oh, I would love to track the sleep of a cat.
Now, but you want to track? Maybe I would like to know GPSly on a Google Map where this thing has been. Okay, that's interesting because now you see which of the neighborhood cats it's hooked up with.
Yeah, listen, if I had to attach a GoPro fitness tracker on my cats, you just see maybe one or two settings. 20 hours of sleep a day, maybe like 19 of those are deep. 1 hour was when the dogs were bothering them, yeah.
Okay, we're tracking everything these days. I think that's kind of, everything's wearables, everything is, we just know too much.
We know too much, and everyone else knows too much about us.
Apparently
so. I know your Hottest 9
routine.
Your routine. Doctors are accessing our results, like, you don't even know, but they're tracking your cholesterol and your...
But I mean, certain things we understand, like when you take a... I mean, I saw something from CES where you can take a pee in a toilet, and whilst you're doing that, it's measuring your urine count and analyzing that and sending that information to your doctor. And if anything is out of the ordinary, it lets you know. Okay, so, I mean, do we want that level? I don't know.
Can you imagine a doctor sitting there all day getting these ping,
ying, ding,
high
ding.
Uric acid, oh, very alkaline,
do you know?
Email after email.
Okay, so hopefully they've got like an exception report. If it reaches that, please alert customer. Yeah, well, in South Africa, we'll probably get it like 48 hours later. No, you got 24 hours to do it. Okay, so I think it's time for us to wrap up today's episode. Tanya, thank you very much for popping in.
Thanks
always
for having
fun.
Me again. Thank you.
No, we'll definitely do it again. All right, so my name is Liron Segev. You can get a hold of me on my Twitter at Liron_SEGEV. Tanya, your Twitter handle quickly.
Good question. Since I turned 23, it's become a bit sketchy. It's Tanya Kovarsky, TanyaKovarsky.
All right, and coming up next is the Leadership Platform, powered by Sibalia and Adrian. And today's message is, could be one of the most important you've ever heard. Okay, so you definitely got to tune into that. That's between 11 and 1 p.m. only on cliffcentral.com.